Hello, Teletuners. You are listening to Teletoons on WRUX, B-Side Internet Radio. Today, it is just me. It is normally Meg and Chloe, but today it's just Chloe. If you're new here, we do a different TV show every week. This week is Ginny in Georgia. I wanted to pick a show that I know Megan doesn't like very much. So I've kind of been waiting for a chance to do this one. It's kind of my guilty pleasure, but honestly, I think it's pretty good. So today we're going to be talking about Ginny in Georgia. So for a little intro song, here is Come Through by The Regrets.
You've got a lot of nerve when you're trying to call me out, but we both know very well you're the one with the big mouth. That I liked you and your mom and daddy too, but now I know that I want no part of them or you. It's not my fault. It's not my fault like you say it is. It's not my fault, cause I told you long ago that I wouldn't put up with your bullshit. You don't come through like you say you do. Now I don't need you to, cause I don't need you. You don't come through. For a fool, when really you just made yourself look like a stupid tool. I know it must be hard to see, you're not my cup of tea. That's just what happens when you're way too cool. It's not my fault. No, no, it's not my fault like you say it is. It's not my fault, cause I told you long ago that I wouldn't put up with your bullshit. You don't come through.
This is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WRUX B-Side Internet Radio. Today is the Ginny in Georgia episode. So that song is one of the first songs that plays in Ginny in Georgia. It kind of sets the tone. It's kind of moody, kind of angsty, but kind of like upbeat and fun. So to kind of talk about what this show is, Ginny in Georgia is a Netflix show. It has 3 seasons and it is about the characters are in the title, Ginny in Georgia. So Georgia Miller is a 30-something woman who basically moves around lots of towns. She is like a very just like smart, like manipulative, kind of like con woman, and she basically has a lot of men in her life that come in and out, and she kind of does what she can to support her kids, because when she was younger she was a teen mom, and those are her 2 kids, Ginny and Austin, who are both named after the places that they were born. Ginny is named after Virginia. So the show is kind of about the mother-daughter relationship that they have. Ginny's just trying to be a normal teenage girl. Meanwhile, Georgia is doing all sorts of crazy things and just kind of doing what she has to get by, but maybe not always doing it in the right way. She's very manipulative, and kind of her big secret is that Georgia is a killer. So she's this sweet, gorgeous woman. She has a little southern twang. She's blonde and like has the cutest little outfits, and she's just like very charming. Everyone who meets her, they either love her or they hate her, right? She really knows if she wants someone to like her. She knows how to get them to like her. She knows how to get the people who matter to like her. She knows how to move the way up. Like, she knows how to move up in the world. And so that kind of brings us to our secret, which is when people in her life have kind of taken advantage of her or hurt her family, she does whatever it takes to protect them. And she kind of has some skeletons in her closet, which we'll talk a little bit more about. So that first kind of song was to kind of introduce Jenny. She's kind of angsty, kind of just like classic teen. This next song is to introduce Georgia. So this is Man Eater by Nelly Furtado.
Everybody get your name. Okay, so that was Man Eater by Nelly Furtado. So if you are just tuning in, this is Teletoons on the WIUX B-Side Internet Radio with Megan Clow. I think my audio was a little quiet earlier, so if you're just tuning in, today is the Ginny and Georgia episode, and today it's just me, Clow. So picking up where we left off, that song was for Georgia, who is a man eater. The show is basically about the two of them, Ginny and Georgia, mother-daughter duo. Ginny is very angsty, very moody, and Georgia is, she's a man-eater. She is a very, like, manipulative, kind of like con woman, but basically she just loves her family, and she will do whatever it takes to protect them. Her two kids, Ginny and Austin, she's just very, passionate about. So that song is just kind of her. She's a man-eater. She's walking around town. Basically, the show starts when they move to Wellsbury, which is a very, like, suburban, like, picture-perfect rich town. I believe it's in, like, Pennsylvania, or no, I think it's in, like, Maine, like, upper, like, Maine, or something like that. And so they've never really lived in a town like this. They moved into a really nice house, and Georgia's like, I have everything figured out. And when she gets there, she has a plan, and her plan is that she is going to get the mayor to fall in love with her. She's gonna marry the mayor, and she's gonna have the perfect life for her kids. And that's kind of why she's a man eater, because she's basically, in each town they move into, she chooses a man that is going to make her life work for her. And honestly, I kind of respect it. I respect the hustle. But Ginny is very observant of everything that her mom does. So she's very moody, very angsty. She, you know, doesn't really, like, agree with everything that her mom does. But when they move to the new town, she meets this boy named Marcus, and she very much, very quickly has, like, an infatuation with him. So she and Marcus have this little kind of, like, fling. It's very toxic from the beginning, but she's kind of obsessed with him. So the song I'm about to play is kind of about that and their relationship. So this is Brooklyn Baby by Lana Del Rey.
They say I'm too young to love you. I don't know what I need. They think I don't understand the freedom land of the 70s. I think I'm too cool to know ya. You say I'm like the ice I freeze. I'm churning out novels like beat poetry on amphetamines. I say, I say, well, my boyfriend's in the band. He plays guitar while I sing.
I'm free.
That was Brooklyn Baby by Lana Del Rey. If you are just tuning in, this is Teletoons with Megan Clough on the WIUX B-side. So we're talking about Ginny and Georgia, and I kind of chose that song, one, because I think it very perfectly encapsulates Ginny and Marcus's relationship. Not the relationship. I think it encapsulates the way that Ginny thinks about Marcus. She very much romanticizes him in her head. She's kind of obsessed with him, and I think that she's like, oh, I found the coolest guy in town, and basically just like falls in love with him. So Marcus, you know, rides around his skateboard, he buys a motorcycle even though he's not old enough to ride it yet, and he's very edgy, like dark, like t-shirts, like smoking, like just like a very just like edgy, angsty guy. And she is obsessed with it. She eats it up. But I also chose that song because there's a scene where she's hanging out with all the new friends that she meets in Wellsbury for the first time. She goes to this like basement, like kickback sort of thing, and is hanging out with like all these like characters and like people that she's never really hung out before. And they ask her, what kind of music do you listen to? And she's like, oh, I love Lana Del Rey. And this girl, Samantha, is like, Lana Del Rey is so basic. And from that moment, Ginny's like, I don't like Samantha. And I think most viewers at home are like, I don't like Samantha. Because even if Lana Del Rey is basic, why would she say that? Why would she say that? So yeah, moving on to Marcus and kind of like who he is. I kind of talked about how he's angsty a little bit. So this next song is just kind of for Marcus and his angsty little emo self. This is Fake Blood by Heart Attack Man.
We'll be right back. prompter like a eulogy, collected and fluently. To yesterday, a scene in retrograde, fake apologies.
That was Fake Blood by Heart Attack Man. That's just a song that I feel like is perfect for Marcus. I actually don't really think that Marcus listens to music like that. I feel like he listens to a lot of like sad boy rap. But he probably should expand his palette a little bit and listen to some angsty little like Midwest emo and indie rock. Fun fact about Heart Attack Man, the lead singer, Eric, knows my name because my boyfriend, Andre, went to their show in Indy. I wasn't able to go, and he was able to go up to Eric and get a video for me of him saying, "Hey, Chloe." So, cool little brag moment, little emo nerd moment, but yeah. So, more about Marcus. He is, you know, very emo, very angsty. He's not really good for Jenny. They have a really on and off kind of tumultuous relationship. And a big thing that kind of affects the relationship is that Jenny is best friends with Marcus's twin sister, Maxine. So Marcus and Maxine are Jenny's neighbors from across the street in her new neighborhood. Maxine kind of adopts her when they come to the neighborhood and is just like, "Oh, you're my new best friend." And Jenny, who's never really had friends before, eats it up. But shortly after she meets Maxine, she meets Marcus, and she doesn't tell Maxine that she's into him, and things get a little messy. So before I get into my song for Maxine, one thing that we like to do on the show, which is kind of sad doing it by myself, but we like to talk about what character we think we are and what character is our favorite character. I think I am Maxine. I'm so Maxine. I love her so much. She's very like ditzy, very much like ADHD brain. She's a theater girl. She's very like quirky, like kind of geeky, but for some reason in the show, she's like kind of popular. I feel like she has a lot of friends. Maybe not relate to that part in high school, but love her. She's so funny. Has a very cute style. Is just like, just yeah, I love Maxine. My favorite character is probably Georgia, who I'll talk, trust me, I will talk about her more. She's really iconic. I mean, she kind of makes the show. I really enjoy like the high school like friends part. I enjoy the angsty teen of it all, but Georgia, I mean, her plot line is what makes the show. I also really like Abby, who's another friend in their friend group. But yeah, this song is for Maxine and her awkward, like, very just, like, anxious self. This is Like or Like by Miniature Chargers.
I watched you through your window. I was wearing that dumb sweatshirt. I look like a goon. I was dressed for winter, even though it was the middle of. Get undressed. I must have turned bright red, 'cause I couldn't stand to face you. 'Cause I liked what I saw. Maybe we should just stay friends. Tell me how you feel about me. Do you like a light like me? Tell me. Just porch, and I doorbell ditched you, and I felt so bad. Ooh, couldn't cop to what I did, so I laughed myself sick all the way to my car.
That was Like or Like Like by Miniature Tigers. I picked that song for Maxine because she is just like, I mean, she's a ball of anxiety, but she also, I think very similar to Jenny, gets intense crushes. Jenny is a lot more internal about it. She doesn't really tell anyone. When Maxine gets a crush, she makes it her whole personality, and she's very obsessed with getting that person to like her. But that song is also just kind of like fun and upbeat. I feel like very like high school girl crush kind of moment. Yeah, I love Maxine, but I also love Georgia. So we're going to talk a little bit about her, the queen herself. Georgia Miller is from, I believe she's from Alabama. She ran away when she was like 16 because she grew up in a very not good household. She just had a really hard home life, and so she ran away, and she joins a biker gang at the age of, like, 15, 16, and that's where she meets Zion, who is Jenny's dad, and they kind of ride around America together on the back of his motorcycle and get into all sorts of trouble, and that's when Georgia finds out that she is pregnant at the age of 15. But it ends up being a very good thing for her. Jenny ends up being one of the best things that happened to her. She loves being a mom. She figures it out, but it is a very rough road to get there. So while we're watching Jenny in high school and also Georgia dealing with, you know, having a teenage daughter, we get a lot of flashbacks to Georgia kind of dealing with having to raise a daughter at a very young age. And it's honestly, like, I think that they do like a good job of portraying it. It's a very kitschy, campy show. The show's kind of infamous for having a lot of cringy moments, but there are times where it gets real and it gets raw. But I think a big thing is that Georgia always like picks herself up by her bootstraps. She always like does whatever she can, even if it's not the most moral thing to do. She does what she can for her kids. So I kind of picked this song for her because she's kind of aware that she has not done some of the best things. But I think she has a lot of confidence. And I think she goes back and forth of hating herself and being sure of herself. And I think that she kind of, sometimes I think that the things that she's done kind of give her a superiority complex. Like, she kind of thinks that because she's done all these things, like, she knows more than her kids will ever know, or she's gone through more than anyone will ever know. So sometimes she kind of, you know, wears it on her sleeve and just like owns it. So this is You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse.
Me out like I was 10.
That was You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. I just feel like that song very perfectly describes Georgia. I feel like it kind of describes her attitude. I mean, I also just feel like that song is very just like, I don't know, I feel like it has a certain vibe to it. And I feel like Georgia can just like match anyone's vibe and just be who anyone wants her to be. And she is very smart. She knows how to do that. So to get a little bit more into the plot of it. So I talked about how Ginny and Georgia moved to Wellsbury, how Georgia sets her eyes on the mayor. She does marry the mayor. She also works in the mayor's office, and she kind of gets the entire town under her thumb. But the thing is, right before coming to Wellsbury, she did murder her husband. I believe his name was Kenny. I don't remember him. He's not really relevant, except for the fact that she murdered him. But she had a good reason to. And this is the reason why I like Georgia. I'm not condoning murder. Murder is bad. But basically, he was kind of creepy towards her daughter, Ginny. And being someone who came from a hard past, she was like, nope, we're not having any of that. I'm just gonna, you know, put a stop to it before things get worse. And honestly, can you debate her on that? I don't know. But I kind of love her. So in season two, she kind of gets back to doing what she does best again, which is murdering, and she murders Tom Fuller, a man in the town. And Tom is also, I should have said this earlier, but trigger warning, because I am talking about some sensitive topics. So just give you a second. So sorry, I didn't say that earlier. But Tom is married to Cynthia, who is Georgia's rival in the town. But Georgia and Tom kind of become, or Georgia and Cynthia become really good friends. And Georgia decides that she is going to do Cynthia a favor because her husband is on his deathbed and Cynthia's really sad about it, and she doesn't know when it's going to happen, but she kind of just wants it to be over with so she can grieve him. And Georgia's like, oh, I'll do her a favor. I'll do it. Crazy, crazy girl. And so in season 3, she essentially gets caught. She gets arrested for it. And all of season 3 is about her being on trial for the murder of Tom Fuller. And I think, you know, in her past, the things that she did, the other murders that she did to protect her children, you know, the viewer can kind of understand those. I think this is a thing where her character starts to, like, I think you see how, like, the moral grayness of it all, and how sometimes she doesn't always even do things for the right reason. She might think she's doing it for the right reason, even if it's a bad thing, but I think she is a very, like, morally complex character. I think she's a very complex woman, and I think that's why I like her character so much. It's very interesting, just how she balances everything, because she puts on this act of perfect mother, perfect wife, but really deep down, I think she struggles with a lot of darkness and a lot of just, like, mental health issues, and also just, like, the way that she grew up. But throughout season 3, a lot of people are calling her crazy, they're calling her a psychopath, they're calling her a murderer. And the thing is, all of these things might be true. I still love her. I still love Georgia. So this song is kind of just about, you know, kind of like the public perception of her at the time of the trial. This is Mad Woman by Taylor Swift.
Say to that, does a scorpion sting when fighting back? They strike to kill, and you know I will.
That was Mad Woman by Taylor Swift. That song brought it down a little bit, dedicated to Georgia. I feel like that song just kind of represents how, like, in the show, a lot of people call her crazy, but they don't really understand what she's been through. Also, just to be clear, I don't condone murder. Murder is bad. It's in the sense of the show, I love Georgia. Just putting that out there. So, yeah. But going into that a little bit more, Ginny is aware of everything that Georgia has done. It kind of takes a very heavy toll on her, just all of the knowledge that she has to bear, and that some of the murders that Georgia has committed were for Ginny, were to protect Ginny. And she has a really hard time dealing with that. So the show, I think, deals with mental health a little bit. It kind of represents Ginny's mental health. It also represents the mental health of one of Ginny's close friends, Abby, who is one of my favorite characters. Abby also, you know, goes through a lot. She kind of has a hard home life. And I think that's kind of why her and Ginny kind of bond to become close friends. Abby's a little crazy. Abby's a little out there. She will say what's on her mind. She can be very mean and sarcastic. But I love her because I feel like she's kind of representation of a teenage girl, someone who just, like, is hurting deeply, but will kind of say kind of harsh things because you don't know what she's going through. But I love her because she's also, deep down, I think she's really a sweetheart. So this song is for her, kind of just how she's kind of this like reckless teenager. I think it could really be applied to a lot of them, but I think her specifically. So this is Gwen by Wilt.
Coffee every Tuesday from the
Fonts breathing on the sun, the stench
That was Gwen by Wilt. That song is for Abby. Abby has pink streaks in her hair. She's a little edgy girl. Love her so much. And I really, like, have been loving that band, Wilt, lately. I love when I can sneak my little angsty emo music into these episodes. And Megan's not here, so I can do it even more. Just kidding. I miss her. Everyone, please wish Megan a speedy recovery. I miss her. So I think we only have time for about one more song. This song is just kind of like a fun little anthem for Georgia. This is kind of another crazy lady song. Georgia is from the South. She has a Southern accent. It's a very big thing in the show. Everyone kind of talks about her accent, and how she, like, can say very, like, she can be very manipulative and she can be very, like, toxic, but everything she says sounds sweet because she has a very cute Southern twang. I'm not going to try to do it because if I did it, I think that would be embarrassing. So I wanted to pick, like, a crazy girl country song for her because deep down, she is a little Southern country girl. So this is Mama's Broken Heart by Miranda Lambert.
Cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
I wish I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Powder your nose, paint your toes, cross your knees, dodge your eyes, and never let them see you cry.
Go and fix your makeup, well, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Call up, raise your better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. That
was Mama's Broken Heart by Miranda Lambert. I just think that song is very much like Georgia's inner dialogue. I think, like, deep down in the depths of her brain, she is that little country Southern girl. And she also, I think, you know, knows she's a little dramatic. She knows she's a little crazy. But I think that, you know, she at times owns that. But yeah, so this was Ginny and Georgia on Teletoons WIUX B-Side Radio. If the stars align and everything is good and dandy in the world, then next week we should be finally doing our Summer I Turn Pretty episode. So Here's to hoping that Megan has a speedy recovery. Thank you guys for listening. Oh, and be sure to follow us on Instagram. It's teletoons.wiux. And on there, I have a little poll. Tell me what Ginny and Georgia character is your favorite, or what character you think you are. Thanks. See you next week.